We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA!
Yeah, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's Friday.
That wasn't a yo, 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 yo.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Well, it's Friday! What up, Angela Yee?
I just said that.
I said it again. I said it loud. I said it more hype. I said it more wit, attitude, more excitement.
Get him, girl.
Shut up. Well, good morning to you, Yee.
Good morning. How was your night, Envy?
My night was actually great. We went on a date night. This is the first time that me and the wife went out since we had the baby.
I thought you were going to say you and Charlamagne.
No. Me and the wife went out last night. This was the first time where she was able to drink a little champagne. She hasn't been able to drink in 9 months, of course, because of the baby. So
Gia barely drinks anyway, though.
I know, but she was able to drink and let loose yesterday. So we went to a restaurant called Mr. Chow's.
Okay.
And it's a... I would guess, is it Chinese food? Is it?
Yeah, it's Chinese.
Chinese food, and it's probably one of my favorite restaurants. Chinese is very expensive, very overpriced, but the
That's
food is good.
That's why you love it?
No, the food is good, but it's just overpriced.
Okay.
It's the same food you get in the hood. Tastes damn near the same, a
no,
little
it doesn't.
Better. Yes, it does.
It definitely does not taste the same.
Yes, it does, but it's just a little overpriced. But
I go to Mr. Chow's all the time.
Baller.
I'm just saying, I go there. It's right near our job, part of the reason that we
it
go
is.
There all the time. And it's definitely not the same.
And shout out to your friend L'Oreal. Your friend L'Oreal put me on to, it's going to sound crazy, salt and pepper lobster. I seen her order it one time, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I was like, oh, this is amazing. Now every time I go, I had it. So that was my night. It was date night. We just went out with the wife and just relaxed, just had a good time, and just cuddled and chilled without the kids.
What are y'all rich folks talking about this morning?
Envy went on his first date night since having a baby.
I heard y'all talking about lobsters and stuff. I just want to be able to buy a bagel this morning.
Well, I don't eat
a nice whole wheat bagel.
I don't eat seafood, so none of that. I'm like the cheapest date ever because I don't eat seafood, and that's really what's more expensive. I don't eat red meat either.
Really?
So there's no steaks, there's no lobsters.
So what the hell do you eat?
Chicken.
I'm trying to think. Oh, chicken.
I eat vegetables.
Okay. Jeez, chicken.
Yeah. I eat vegetables. I eat poultry.
I eat so much red meat and seafood. I'm like, well, what the hell else is out there?
She eats chicken.
Right. Okay. Well, last night I went to go see Rotimi perform.
Okay.
What's his name on Power?
Rotimi's name on Power. What is his name on Power?
I forgot his name on Power. That's the guy in Power that works with Ghost
in the club.
In Truth.
Yeah, in the club.
Yes.
Yeah, you went to see him last night. Now, I was going to go see him, but I thought I was late. I didn't get to the city until 7:30, but you said he didn't get on to 10:30?
Yeah, he told me he was going on stage at 8:30, so I didn't think I was going to make it because I was working all day yesterday, and I wasn't done, but he told me he's actually going on at 10:30. So I got there in time to see him perform.
Was Ghost with him?
No, but...
What about Kanan?
Tommy was there.
Tommy was there?
Yes.
Okay.
He plays Dre on Power.
Dre
on Power.
There you go.
Tommy, a.k.a. in real life, his name is Joseph Sikora.
Don't nobody care what his name
50
is
50 Cent came out on stage. They did their song together. I just hit the lotto.
Okay.
So he came through.
Why is all 50's music on Power more fire than what it seems like he puts out in real life? Or did he put that out in real life
he
and
did
we just
put
missed
out,
it?
He put that out. We were playing it for the longest.
That's
what's wrong with you?
Song.
So yeah, why did it seem like nobody cared? Because that music on Power is dope.
Well, that's Rotimi's single.
I ain't talking about the Rotimi thing. I'm talking about the stuff they play at the end of Power.
Yes.
Like they play records.
Yeah, those are
by
singles.
50.
Yeah, those are singles. Even when he had I'm the Man on Baller.
I'm the Man was tough.
Yeah,
that was a tough tune.
Yeah, this record's a
lot. Well, we really been sleeping on 50 Cent then.
He been putting out records.
Just nobody cares. You know what it is? 50's personality is bigger than his music. That's what it is.
Well, it was very exciting when Rotimi brought him out on stage. He signed to 50 Cent. So that's the person. He's on Power, and he's also signed to 50 Cent. But we had a great time. I saw a lot of people there last night. It was packed. It was a sold-out show.
Dope.
So I saw Yandy was in there. I saw Sway. I saw Uncle Murda. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of people.
Was anybody doing the colon cancer challenge?
What? Nobody was doing that challenge that you've come up with.
The colon cancer challenge.
Have you seen anybody do that yet?
No, but I'm going to convince somebody to do the colon cancer challenge. Colon cancer challenge is when you put your own finger in your butt to check yourself if you got colon cancer.
All right.
Great cause. You know what the cause is? Colon cancer.
Now, today we have a couple of people joining us this morning. We have comedian Aries Spears.
Aries Spears. I know Aries won't do the colon cancer challenge.
And you know him from Mad TV. He's a comedian. Hilarious.
And also, we have a new artist joining us this morning. She goes by the name of Young M.A.
Young M.A. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Young M.A., damn it.
Representing Brooklyn.
All right, so we'll talk to you about all them, but we got front page news next year.
Man, we are going to talk about your boys, the U.S. Olympic swimmers, including Ryan Lochte. What is going on? They have to pay all kinds of fines. Did they lie about getting robbed?
Yes, they lied, and it wasn't a little white lie, okay? A grown man white lie.
We'll all talk right about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Drake. It's One Dance.
And it's Friday, damn it.
Now let's get to the Olympics and the Olympic update and front page news. Usain Bolt, he won the 200-meter gold.
He didn't just win, man. He won by like a few people. Meaning that if you had to measure it by people, like four or five people were behind him.
That boy fast.
I want to race Usain Bolt just to see how bad I would lose.
No, you don't.
That's what I do. It's
you
the
don't
same
get
thing
embarrassed.
It's the same thing when I sparred with Sean Porter. Like, Sean Porter's a world-class fighter. So you really want to see how those elite type of athletes, like, are in person. I want to race Usain Bolt to see how bad I'd lose.
By the time they say go, he'll be at the finish line.
That's
you
fine.
Just be getting off the blocks.
I just want to feel it. That's all.
You want to feel it? Okay.
That's all. I just want to feel it.
So now let's talk about the U.S. swimmers. Liars.
Well, we knew this, though.
I will tell you this. Ryan Lochte is still sticking by his story.
Okay. See, he's committed. Now you want to commit to the lie.
You're going all the way with it.
You got to commit better. You should have committed yesterday.
Lochte is saying this was a robbery. Brazilian authorities are saying that it wasn't, but there's one thing that did happen. Everyone agrees. There was a gun that was brandished, and there was money that exchanged hands. Here's the difference in the stories. Now, according to Ryan Lochte, there was a gun pointed in his direction, and he was forced to pay money, and that's how they managed to get out of there. But according to Brazilian authorities, that is not exactly true. Now, what happened is they went to the gas station. I guess they were coming from a party, the four Olympic swimmers, and that's when there was a crime that was committed by the swimmers.
Yep.
Public urination. And That's when armed security came over to them and told them they had to pay a fine. They paid that fine, and therefore they were able to exit after that happened. Is that a robbery?
So they didn't get into a fight? I thought it was a fight. I thought they said they got into a fight with a security guard.
Security guard, yeah. Trying to bust open
the door. Yeah, trying to break down the door. And then
there's video also of what happened. That's where money did exchange hands. Now, they're saying in the U.S., it's considered robbery if there's a gun and money is demanded. But according to Brazilian authorities, they did something they weren't supposed to do. They committed a crime. They were the only ones who committed a crime. And therefore, they had to pay. And the gas station, the owner's not pressing charges, nothing like that. The only issue is now the U.S. Olympics has apologized to Brazil. They hosted the Olympics just for this whole entire situation.
So there was no fight.
This is confusing.
Yeah, I heard it was a fight yesterday.
Basically, what they were, the swimmers were saying that men were dressed as police, so they were forced on the ground and held at gunpoint. That's not what happened. What happened is they committed a crime. They urinated behind the building. They claimed they were just going to use the bathroom, and that's when the armed security came over to them.
This is the problem with lying. Number one, when you lie, you have to keep telling more lies to cover up that original lie, so then it just all sounds like a bunch of BS, which we knew it was since yesterday. This is not a little white lie. This is a grown man white lie, but as the media likes to call it, them softening the story. You can't say they softened the story anymore. They lied.
Now let's talk about Uber everywhere for free.
Well, is it free?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, they're actually going to do that for a little while for self-driving Volvo. So the newest Uber driver in Pittsburgh is going to be a Volvo driver, and it's a self-driving car. That's a $300 million project they're doing. So the deal isn't exclusive. People can work with other companies. Right now, there are 6 self-driving Volvos being tested in Pittsburgh. By the end of the year, there will be 100 of them.
Didn't somebody die from one of them self-driving
vehicles? I don't think
I want
a self-driving car.
No, I'm cool on that. There's just certain things you have to do yourself. Like, you got to take a shower by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to go to the bathroom,
do
it number two by yourself. You know, there's certain things you don't want nobody doing. You wouldn't want to be peeing and have somebody hold your penis while you're urinating. You want to hold it yourself, aim. You know what I mean?
I'm not mad at the self-driving car, but, as long as there's a way that you can press the brake, and maybe there's a brake in the back, like an emergency brake. Because when you ride on a plane, the plane is really self-flying.
You know when people just pressing the emergency?
The planes are on autopilot. It's just a lot
of pilots. There's a lot of pilots out there listening, saying, "What, sir?"
The pilot is still there.
The pilot is still there in the cockpit, but it's flying autopilot.
So the pilot don't be having his hands on the wheel the whole time?
No.
Really?
Yes.
I think when they
land. I don't want to fly no more now. I didn't know that.
But at least somebody's there in case
there's
an emergency.
I don't like that. So you mean you just take off and then you just chill and play, watch Netflix?
Yes.
No. I got to think about this plane thing. We got to reconsider this.
All right. That's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you're pissed off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be, call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Oh, my God. So I work 2 jobs, right? But I get direct deposits on 2 different days. So
okay.
Baller.
So, yeah, I got one check on Friday, the other one on Saturday. But this Friday, bro, by the time they take the car insurance and the little loan that I got and my phone bill, I got like $17 left out of my first check.
That's usually what happens on the first. That check you get in the middle of the month is kind of that one you can just play with a little bit.
Nah, but this is the middle of the month and I'm left with like money. I'm pulling up in the gas station right now. All I got is money to buy gas right now and go right back to work. I feel like a robot.
Hey, appreciate that though, because some people don't have money for gas. Trust me when I tell you, brother.
Oh, yeah, the rest of your bills all paid up?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good news. It's better than being in debt.
That's true.
Hey, Charlamagne.
Yo.
All planes are fly-by-wire, my man. Nobody's really flying planes. The pilots just really set the coordinates for the plane, and they just really oversee taking off and landing.
I had no idea.
I know, because I used to work for JetBlue, and I work for Delta now.
I had no idea.
When that door closed, we don't know what they're doing. They might be sleeping. We don't know what they're
doing. Lord have mercy.
They get up, go to the bathroom.
Sometimes the stewardess go in there, and then she gone for a couple minutes.
So when planes crash, it's never the pilot's fault.
To be able to avoid, that's an emergency that you
don't
take
ask me
over.
To grab the wheel now if you don't want me to grab the wheel no other time.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Reese, man.
Tell him why you mad, Reese.
Yo, listen, man. I was supposed to have my easy short route today on a Friday, right? Supposed to have been done by 10 o'clock this morning. I had a scheduled appointment to go and test drive the Tesla today that my man was supposed to get.
Okay.
Do you know that they called me to go and run this other kid route far away?
My brother, how long you had a paper route? Who bike you using?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Stop playing.
Have a good morning, bro.
Man, I'm doing slippery, man. Thanks, man. Love you, man.
All right, brother.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's your man, Christian. How you doing?
Christian, tell him why you mad, bro.
Well, first of all, I'm mad because my man Charlamagne thought that the pilot was in the cockpit.
Hey, man, I don't claim to be the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, sir.
Look, he thought he was in there looking at the rearview mirror? Like,
there's a rearview mirror in the plane?
No, it ain't no damn rearview mirror.
Oh, I'm about to say, what kind of plane is y'all flying?
Nah, real talk, I appreciate y'all. And Charlamagne, no, it goes on autopilot. They only put the wheels down and all that other stuff when we about to land.
You got to ask to get in the cockpit one time, Charlamagne.
Hey, watch your mouth, Angela. Watch your mouth.
What? You never been in a cockpit?
Hey, come on, y'all.
You sound like you have.
Stop it, man.
Angela, he loves the cockpit.
Man, don't be that homophobic. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Tim, you ever been in the cockpit? Yo, pause. No homo. Yo, I ain't gay. What?
Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna, Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday!
Yes, it is Friday. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to see behind the curtain. Like, sometimes you don't need to see how the food is made. Like, I don't want to know that planes fly on autopilot.
Everybody knows that.
I don't care. I didn't know. So don't say everyone knows because I didn't know.
Everybody today that called up knew.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. That still don't mean everybody in the world knows because clearly I didn't know until 20, 30 minutes ago.
You really thought the pilot was there the whole time?
Yes, I thought the pilot was there.
I know some second graders that didn't know that.
Think about when the plane turns sometime and all kind of stuff and when they circling the place. I didn't know all that was on autopilot.
They said they actually set a course that the plane has to follow and that's all done.
Hey.
But then the pilot does take over when certain things go wrong or if they have to land and when they take off, that's when the pilot really
has. They're having a party in there.
Well, I didn't know and I don't want my car to do that.
The same thing on a train. The conductor on the train doesn't sit there and steer the train the whole time.
Train, I can understand because train is on the track. That makes more sense. This plane is just in the air. There's no cables. There's nobody holding it. It's not suspended in nothing. It's just floating. You know what I mean?
Well, next time.
Things that float, you just can't leave to themselves.
Yeah, well, right? It happens. All right.
Crazy.
Well, today, Ari Spears will be joining us. He's a comedian. He was from Mad TV. He still does Mad TV, correct?
He's on autopilot, too, by the way.
I don't think Mad TV comes on anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, he's on autopilot, too.
Yeah, he's been on autopilot for a long time.
And also Young M.A. Now, Young M.A. is a young artist from Brooklyn.
She doesn't use no hands either, from what I heard.
She's from Best Eye.
Right, she's a female artist who gets busy. She's nice. One of my favorite artists right now.
Openly gay. She prefers women.
Yeah, she prefers women.
Right. But she got a song that's really big right now. Two songs that are pretty big right now.
I'm trying to figure out. She's not
a femme lesbian.
There you go.
She's the man in the relationship.
She plays football.
I forgot what you actually called her.
I didn't remember either.
Stud lesbian.
It's stud?
Butch.
I don't know if they like Butch.
I don't know.
Or stud.
We'll ask when she comes. She's like Queen Latifah and Set It Off.
Perfect example.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect example. Okay.
She'd be the top if she was a man.
I guess.
I'm pretty sure she would be.
We'll talk to her when
power
she comes
top,
a little bit later.
Power top, too.
Power top.
Gives you hard handshakes when she daps you up.
Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Living Legends. That's a show that Jadakiss has on his company, So Raspy. They interviewed Allen Iverson, and he talks about his top 5 basketball players and his top 5 artists. All right, let's see if you know who he said. Also, Countess Vaughn put out a new video, and everybody was talking about this on the net yesterday. Guess who directed the actual video and had to defend herself also?
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Diddy is not our boss. He's our partner.
Okay.
Not our boss.
He's just trying to soften the blow right now because rumor has it, Diddy and Cassie have called it quits. They got into a huge fight. He actually took her phone. That's what the word on the street is. He grabbed her cell phone and went through it, started scrolling through when she told him that she wanted to break up. Now, that is when Diddy jumped out of the car, came back with the phone, and she left with the driver. So eventually he came back to the house, gave her back the phone, but he took 2 cars that were parked outside. Oh, my gosh. What's going on?
This is what happens when you're almost 50 and you're dating a youngin'. Okay, that young box got Diddy going crazy. Not to mention, Diddy has invested so much in Cassidy that he's probably like, how dare you? What you mean you're going to leave me and do what? Work at Target?
But then he grabbed her phone and scrolled through it. A guy did that to me one time.
It happens in relationships.
That is the worst.
They'll get back together. It won't be a problem. When I was young and dumb, I did that to my wife,
too.
You
grabbed her phone?
I sure did. I don't know why.
Did you find anything?
No. There was nothing in the phone.
But if Cassie know what I know, girl, you got to delete them messages.
What did you say? You said when you were what?
Young and dumb.
Diddy's not young and dumb. He's old and smart. Okay? Let's be clear. All right? Let's be clear on that. Diddy should not be participating in this kind of behavior.
Diddy was off that Ciroc. You know, he was grabbing phones. Going through the phones.
See what young boys you out here texting. Who in your DMs? How you work this Snapchat? Somebody show me how to work this. Let me see who she talking to.
But allegedly, they break up and get back together all the time.
They'll be fine.
The only thing is that Cassie did tell her mom what happened before Diddy showed up, and she did call the cops, so she did have to do a domestic incident report.
What? Now, see, now behold, it's a rule. Your girl called the cops on you now.
No, her mom called the cops.
Oh, okay, all right.
She told her mom.
And when the cops come, they have to file out an incident report.
I learned
report.
That from a Tyler Perry movie or something. I saw that
so
somewhere.
You do learn Tyler things from Perry.
When
movies.
Your woman called the cops on you, man, you got to be out. But the mom, okay, I get it.
Right.
Some old man out here threatening my daughter, took my daughter's phone.
Stupid, yo.
All right. Now, Jadakiss did an interview on his So Raspy website, and the show is called Living Legends. He interviewed Allen Iverson, who is a living legend. Now, he talks about Allen Iverson's top five basketball players. Listen to his answers.
Who's your top five basketball players? Mike, Shaq, Kobe, LeBron. Just who you feeling today? Because you know it's harder than the good five.
Westbrook, all right. Kyrie,
all right.
Durant, Melo.
Good
That's
list.
Not really five, but...
Yeah, that was five.
That was two. It was two different ones.
It's more than five.
No, he did the OG list.
OG list. And
he did four, and then he couldn't figure out who the fifth person should be.
Yeah, but then he did today's list.
It was two different lists.
All right, they also asked him, Jadakiss also asked him about his top five artists. Here's his answer to that.
Who's your top five artists?
You.
Thank you.
Big. Redman. Pop.
That fifth one is always the clutch.
Damn, I gotta leave out Nas, Jay-Z, 3000.
Yeah.
Tip, I like Tip. Right, I like Jeezy. Damn. Man, that list can go on for this.
That is true.
You can't just name five.
Yeah, every time you get to five, you do add two more. I do the same thing. They'd be like, who are your top five? I name seven.
One of my favorite parts of this interview is Jadakiss's sound effects. He
never turns the sound effects off.
Yeah, he has some great sound effects. All right, Darren Shopper has been sentenced to 18 years, and that is for multiple rapes of multiple women.
Who's that?
Darren Shopper.
By the way, I thought Darren Shopper
former
been
NFL
in prison
player.
For that.
Oh. Right. So apparently, prosecutors did suggest a 9-year prison term, but the judge felt that was too lenient, so now he got 18 years. He had pleaded guilty and no contest to charges from drugging and raping women. In New Orleans and in Arizona and California and in Nevada. So the sentence, he was also fined $20,000. Woo!
Darren Sharp is one of those cases I could never quite figure out because girls actually liked him and he still was drugging women.
That's crazy.
Like, that's just weird.
Now, I told you I had I had a friend when I was in high school and he actually did something just like that. He was a good-looking guy. Everybody liked him. Very popular. Had a girlfriend. And for some reason, he was breaking into women's homes and sexually assaulting them.
That's crazy.
And I didn't believe it because I was like, why would he do that? He's a good-looking guy. Everybody likes him. That was my friend. Nothing strange ever happened when he was around. So I really couldn't figure that out. But he ended up going to jail.
I can't believe Darren Shopper only got 18 years.
That's another thing. For all of that, for drugging multiple women and raping them.
And wasn't he already in prison? No, he was just sitting in jail waiting to be sentenced.
Got sentenced.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, that is, and it's as many as 16 different women. Mm-mm. So that does seem like a very lenient sentence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we have a special comedian in the building. He goes by the name of Ari Spears. Haven't seen him in a long time.
Yes, Ari Spears is a very funny individual.
He might have been black.
He used to be really popping at one point.
He was really popping.
I actually went to go see him perform, and he was really, really funny.
Yeah, he was in movies, but I mean, he still makes a lot of money on the road.
He took a shot at Kevin Hart on social media about Kevin Hart having ghostwriting.
Every comedian takes a shot at Kevin Hart.
So we'll talk to him about all
that. Did they get you black?
Not every comedian, but most all of the older comedians that came before Kev, and then Kev is kind of like past him, they take shots at Kev. That's just the way it goes.
Please tell me why you always hate.
All right, we'll talk to him about that when we come back. Keep it locked. Ari Spears. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Sorry, Beyonce. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building who I seen in the hall. I said, you're coming for war. You got
That's not what you said.
Like, he's Aries, coming to bang.
What'd he say?
What this Wobble Color Negro
said. What'd he say?
He said, Ari Spears looked like he just came off the train. He said, Ari Spears got on a champion hoodie and some Timberlands. Look like he about to stick somebody up.
I said, he got Jack Boy outfit on. That's
a fair assessment. Yeah.
I came out of a cab,
but.
So what's been up with you, man?
On the grind, baby. Just trying to stay relevant. You know what I mean?
Happened to Ari Spears? Like I told him before you walked in, I was like, Ari was on everything. Me growing
Mad
up, he was
TV,
like one of those guys,
live right. movies,
shows. He was all over New York. You find him in the club, comedy shows.
You didn't want to sacrifice the GOAT?
No, it ain't got nothing to do. But I'm just kidding. When you say what happened, why you say what happened?
We don't see you as much as we used to.
He's saying you fell off, Ari.
I did not say fell off.
That's what he's trying to say, Ari.
Are you trying to say you fell off, Ari?
Nah, you know, it's funny to me. I know that's not what he's trying to say, but you know, it's funny to me. It ain't like cats don't say that. You know, I read the Twitter. I hear what people say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people lose perspective. You know, if falling off means going to Abu Dhabi and doing one show for 80 grand, you know, then you wish to fall off. If falling off means traveling all around the country, you know, going to Europe, going to, you know, Australia, going to Africa, doing shows with a fan base, then, yeah, you wish you was me. You know what I'm saying? It's like I do my job. You know, I eat for free, drink for free. I travel damn near for free. You know, go anywhere I want, get love, you know.
It's like being a woman.
Yeah. Being famous for a dude is like being a
beautiful woman.
A beautiful woman. So people's perspective is hilarious to me when they say fall off. Because it's like, look, if you could have my life based on what you do, and it ain't about trying to be braggadocious or nothing, but it's like, look, I can make it one weekend what you make in a year. You know what I'm saying? So when people say, yo, you falling off, it's like if I fell off, then where you at?
I always say I went to Caroline's to see Ari Spears one time, and that was one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I followed all the time. Like,
thank you.
I would go see him in different spots, but it's like the grind wasn't there as much. It's like, you know, when people get too comfortable, be like, I ain't going to do that little show no more.
I think what he's trying to say, like, why didn't more opportunities come from, like, the Mad TV and the movies? Like,
well, first of all, Mad TV was never Saturday Night Live. I mean, I always tell people, you know, there was one point in time where we was beating them in the ratings. But in the highest sense, I mean, Saturday Night Live is the NBA. Mm-hmm. Mad TV was like the CBA. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't care how good we was. I don't care how good anybody was on the show. It's not Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. So that had a lot to do with it. And plus, you know what, man? I got a little bit of Paul Mooney in me. I don't smile enough for these white folks. Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't sacrifice
the GOAT.
Yeah, yeah. I don't smile enough, and I'm sometimes very opinionated, and I don't bite my tongue as much as I should. And in show business, when you black and you run your mouth, there's consequences and repercussions.
What about your relationship with other comedians, too?
Listen, my relationship is cool. People that don't know me, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? People that don't know me go, oh, he's a diva, he's arrogant, they don't know me because I'm quiet. I don't walk around cheesing all day, and I'm not in a rush to make comedy friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't need you to, I started in this game alone, I'm going to finish alone if that's the case. I don't need to rub, you know, elbows with you and communicate with you and be friends with you, and because of that, and because I'm aloof, people take that as arrogance. Mm-hmm. And it ain't that. Listen, Charlamagne, I've heard, you know what it is. People have said, yo, Charlamagne is this and that. That's his rap. And, you know, he liked to attack the guests and blah, blah, blah. And the last time I worked with you or dealt with you was when you was Wendy Williams.
Yep.
And it's been that long. So it's like, you know, people grow, man. They evolve. And when people don't know you, they start running their mouth and there's a perception of you.
Mm-hmm. Do you think times have changed as far as being able to be the Paul Mooney type, I guess, being able to speak your mind because of social media and things?
You know what? Not really. You would think that it has, but not really. You know, I'm trying to learn a little bit and hold back a little bit more because I know some of the things I say can sometimes be off-putting or shocking. I'm trying to figure it out. You know, people think that me and Kevin Hart really had a beef. There is no beef. How you going to beef with somebody that huge? You know, I never had a beef. I had an opinion.
Yeah, what was your opinion? Because people were mad at that.
You know, I was just simply saying that, you know, it's almost like every comedian we always have the intention of when we come out with a new joke, we want that joke to be a home run, out of the park, grand slam. That's your intention, but it don't always work out like that. Sometimes it do, sometimes it don't. So if your intention is to be up here and you somewhere in here, you got to, pardon me, you got to work it and craft it till you get it to that point. And sometimes all it takes is a word, a phrase, a physical movement, a little something extra to take you from here to here. And if somebody gives you the ingredient, whatever that is, to go from here to here, how do you claim genius? Because if your bitch starts out like this, knowing you wanted to be here, then you get it here and they go, yo, that's genius. It was brilliant. Okay, but before it was brilliant, where did you get that to take it to the top?
So basically, you said he had writers. Yeah. He has writers.
I'm just saying, yeah, you got, you know, when you got somebody that can help give you that last, you make a gumbo and you go, something's missing.
Doesn't every comedian have a writer?
No, every comedian doesn't. You might have writers for TV show or movie, but no, not every comic for stand-up? Nah.
What about a stand-up special on TV? Like a
same thing. It's stand-up. It's stand-up. Mm-hmm. So many of the, if you look at a lot of comedy specials at the end of it, when you look at the credits, it says written and produced by, and 9 times out of 10 is one name. Mm. Every now and then, yeah, you might get somebody with a written by 2 people, but usually it's one name, one author. That's it.
This is my thing with comedians, right? Like, every comedian has to mention Kevin Hart in some way, and it's never like a flattering thing, and I always wonder why.
Well, first, I've always started off immediately by going, yo, Kevin Hart is so legit. As a talent,
no disrespect,
the boy is legit.
But...
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I ain't never said he wasn't funny. Right, yeah. The boy is the truth. I'm just saying, as far as stand-up goes, it's real hard to come out with a banging hour that consistently. And I understand, you know, he says I work hard and all that, and I get that and I respect it. But again, if you got somebody telling you, hey, man, that joke you just did, say this instead. And that's the difference between 1 and 10.
But what's wrong with that, though?
Yeah, like, whatever.
I mean, even Richard Pryor had Paul Mooney.
Chris Rock had
Chappelle
had
Neil Brennan.
Again, Chappelle had Neil Brennan on the Chappelle Show.
Okay.
Not for stand-up.
Mooney helped Pryor with the stand-up and the sketches and stuff.
Okay.
And he's considered the GOAT.
What can you say? Yes, Richard Pryor is the GOAT. I'm just saying, to me, in my opinion... Mm-hmm. True greatness, to be the greatest. It's all you.
Maybe Kev's just that good.
Again, in one sense.
As far as being able to deliver an hour every year.
By himself? Year. Written by himself? All
yeah,
him?
Yeah, maybe. Because you got to think about how much he's on the road and how much he travels, all the different places he goes. He's got a lot of material to draw from.
And a lot of that stuff is from his own life, too. Like his family, his kids. Like he said, he doesn't really get into politics
right.
and things like that too much. He talks more about his family.
God bless him. God bless him. It was my opinion.
You said you and Kev have no problems, and he's launching his comic network.
Yeah.
Would you do something on his comic network?
He said specifically he would have you on.
Absolutely. Listen, man, if the money right, I'm there. You know, and like I said, there never was any beef. It's a shame now that you can't say something about somebody, an opinion, and people run with it like, you know, it's blasphemy.
You know what I think it is? Because you're a respected comic also, and I guess it holds more weight. Anything holds more weight when you say it than when somebody on Twitter says something.
Right. I think people just look for drama.
All right, we got more with Ari Spears when we come back. Now, he's kind of been blackballed in the industry. We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Don't Mind Kent Jones. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have comedian from Mad TV, Ari Spears, in the building.
Who do you consider a friend in this business as far as other comics that you really would kick it with, you know, have a phone call with, go on vacation with?
You know, Godfrey's my dude. Corey Holcomb's my man.
Corey.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few cats who, when I see them, you know, it's all love. We pound it up. We talk. We, you know, I've used them in certain projects I've done and vice versa. But that term friend, I don't take that lightly.
Right.
You know what I mean? These comedy comrades that I know, you know, we all friends in the business. But, you know, friends help you bury a body. You know what I mean? And these cats will tell on you. You know what I mean?
Oh, so gosh. Put it in the stand-up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I've always, when I started stand-up, I was 14 years old working the clubs in New York and Jersey. So my mother was taking me around, and I couldn't hang out with the Bill Bellamy's and all the people I came up with. So I was always in the corner quiet. Mm-hmm. So that had been my training, in a sense. So once I got old enough to do it by myself, I was kind of like Nas. I was like a loner. I just quiet to myself in the corner. I don't talk much until it's time to perform.
Now, you started a convo online about male-on-male rape sexual assault.
That was in context to...
Child support.
Child support. Yeah.
Explain that more.
I don't think he said male on male.
No, it wasn't really male. I said that men.
It wasn't man on man.
I said it was men getting raped.
Yes,
so
it's
to
not
speak.
Man on man raped.
I don't know why y'all just didn't let it go. Why didn't you just let it go? Why didn't you just let it go?
I almost let it go.
It sounded weird to me.
Why didn't you just let it go?
It sounded weird to me.
I don't think you said man.
Yeah, he didn't say man on man rape.
Nah.
What was the exact tweet? Since we're dealing with facts.
Verbatim, I don't remember what the tweet was, but I do remember the context of it. It was something about child support. You know, the way the women and the courts rape men financially is ridiculous. And until men start banding together to say enough is enough. But the problem is we don't want to make the movement because we stuck, you know, on that.
So what do you think is fair when it comes to child support?
What's fair?
Yeah, what's fair?
Is what's realistic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A kid should get what's necessary, not what's entitled based on how much you make. That's what the system does. The system pays the woman based on what you make instead of what's necessary. You know what I mean?
Stop screaming about that $80,000 you're making in Dubai. I read you pay $5,000 a month.
Oh, I pay more than that, bro.
Jesus Christ, how many kids you got?
I got three, but two of them is where I pay the support.
Now, they say you swung a baseball bat at your baby mama?
All lies. Yeah. You know, there's that great quote I love. There's three sides to every story, yours, mine, and the truth.
Right.
When it went down, you know, she went to the cops and got a restraining order. I never physically put my hands on her ever, but TMZ got wind of it. And next thing you know, I'm swinging at her with a bat. Mm. You know, I'm coming after her with this. I'm physically doing this. Listen, man, that my father used to beat my mother, and I watched that as a kid, traumatic. Mm. So I would never do that. It wasn't even the case at all.
You mentioned that, you know, your father used to beat your mom. Why do most comedians have such a dark past?
There's this perception of comics being happy and telling jokes on stage, but in real life, they're depressed.
You know what makes me miserable and depressed is this business, because it's not what it should be. Mm-hmm. I got into this thinking it was about your talent. You did your thing, and then next thing, boom. This stuff is so political. It's so political. It's so racist. Like, this business is dirty.
You were there. You was on a different world. You did Mad TV.
Yeah.
You did so many specials, Def Comedy Jam. You were there.
I don't, you know what? That might be easy to say from the outside looking in. Mm. But I'm telling you, it's so many pitfalls and dirtiness to this. It's unreal.
What happened? Did you invite you to an Illuminati meeting? Or did you?
Nah.
Somebody, you in a room? And
I'm going to give you an example. Like, the girl that does the mother on Family Guy, Alex Borenstein. She was on Mad TV. She did Miss Swan. Mm-hmm. One of the most racist C-words I've ever been around.
Really?
Like, yeah, me and Deborah was in the makeup room one day. And, you know, me and Deborah like brother and sister. Well, our chemistry was there. And one day we just sitting around waiting to shoot. So Alex just starts looking at her fingernails, and she keeps rubbing her fingernails. And Deborah used to date Pat Kilbane, the white boy on the show. So she goes, oh, my God, Pat. I got all this black dirt under my fingernails like I was raped by an N-word, and I got the evidence to prove it.
Yikes.
So me and Deborah took offense to that.
Right.
So, you know, we complained to the
producers. As you should.
Right? So, yeah. So we complained to the producers about it, and turn out the producers was like Aries and Deborah making trouble. And we got singled out for being troublemakers.
Wow.
We was troublemakers for being insulted that somebody said that.
Right.
I mean, how do you know what I'm saying? Like, how you blame the victim? How you blame the rape? You know what I mean? And so it's like, and that's the kind of thing, Hollywood is. It's so political and so racial. You got to watch where you step. You got to watch what you say, because all of it is crazy.
At what point, there had to be at least one moment where you knew, all right, they ain't rocking with me. Like, was there something in a meeting or somebody you're talking to?
To be honest, man, I felt like that for the last couple of years.
Mm.
I truly believe to some extent, whether it's true or not, or whether I don't have any actual evidence of it, but to some degree, I believe I'm blackballed, man.
What though?
I just because there's a stigma.
Gotcha.
You know, my manager's even told me, he goes, well, you know, people will go, yeah, he's talented, but it ain't worth the trouble. We heard he's this, we heard he's that.
That's true too. People always say you have a bad attitude. So I wonder, do you think, is there anything that make you say it could be me?
Yeah, I should smile more.
Yeah.
You know, I should interact. I look like the Mahujadeen if I don't smile. It looks
Even
serious.
If you smile in that hoodie, I'm walking the other way.
Well, listen, man, I'm gonna be honest. I ain't gonna lie. I was slightly intimidated coming here because again, perception. From what I heard about Charlamagne and the way people say he is, I didn't know if I'm gonna come to the studio and he gonna try and test me.
That's terrible. That's a terrible perception.
I've never been that way.
Never heard that.
I know I hear that all the time, but I never do that.
Before you walked in, he said he wanted to make you cry today. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, now when we come back, you and Magic Johnson got into a little beef on social media. We'll talk about it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Encore Jay-Z. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have comedian from Mad TV, Ari Spears, in the building. Now, Yee?
You had an incident in the club where, like, a woman tried to sue you. I remember when this happened.
Yeah,
I had some friends
comics
that were
in New York.
At that show.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know, it's like five angry black women sitting right up front. Wasn't really showing me a lot of love and respect on the show. So, you know, I can only let that slide for so long before I got to attack it. So I kind of messed with
him.
Why
you got to attack black women, Aries?
Well, because
white women, would you have done that?
Absolutely not, brother. you know what, man? I had to get him because I was like, why y'all grilling so hard? I'm working my ass off and ain't none of this funny to you. And I do that to anybody. Like comics, if we perform in front of 300 people and 299 is laughing, we focused on the one that's not. Right. So long story short, I kind of gave him the business a little bit. I kind of did this bit where I was talking about how pretty the girl's breasts were. Mm-hmm. And I said, babe, you got nice breasts, blah, blah, high five. And when she went to high five me, I purposely went and I smacked her breast.
Sexual
assault. High five the breast. Right. So towards the end, when the bill came, I said, yo, don't even worry about that. I'm going to take care of that. I got that. I'm going to pay for it. And the one girl went, oh, you gonna pay. You definitely gonna pay.
Oh.
So when that show was over, I'm now trying to sell my merch. And the manager came and went, yo, she called the cops.
Wow.
It's sexual assault. So they're gonna come in here and arrest you. So they cuffed me and took me out, and I went to jail that night.
So technically, by social media standards, you're a rapist.
No, that's not rape.
They would say you was a rapist.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
Assault.
You don't
do
that joke
rape.
Anymore, right?
No, I killed it that night. Yeah. I killed it that night.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What about Magic Johnson? You and Magic Johnson went back and forth?
Magic Johnson?
Nah. I thought we did, but that was a fake account.
I thought we did.
That was a fake account. I thought
you
we did.
You were like, yes, Magic Johnson's upset. Yeah.
Because you know what, man? A lot of times I see pictures of his son on Twitter,
EJ.
and I'll post
EJ.
It and joke about it.
So you're homophobic too?
No,
wow,
not
Aries.
At all. Not
you're
at
racist,
all.
You're
dude,
homophobic.
listen.
Wow.
I'm not. It's just when, you know, you see certain things as a comic, you gotta point it out.
So what do you say? Hold on, I want to get to that, but what you say about Lil Magic?
He had on an outfit, basically it was like a black see-through blouse. And it wasn't buttoned up, but it was the nipple was out.
Okay.
And it was a tiger skin dress. And the thigh meat was crippled. So I joked about it.
Okay.
And somebody through the Magic fake account was like, as Magic going, Magic. Oh, Ari Spears is not funny, blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was Magic, so I joked back and said something about, dog, you got much bigger concerns you need to worry about than me messing with your son.
So did he hit you back all and in the Kool-Aid with no condom.
Right. That's what
to
I said.
To be specific.
I don't know if that's really been a concern of his these past few years.
It probably has.
Yeah, he's been beating HIV ass.
Right, right. Yeah. But, you know, come to find out it wasn't his account.
You played a gay character, though.
Yeah, but that's I get paid to do a job.
Let's talk about that.
That's like, you know, this stigma about black men in dresses comedically. Mm-hmm. I've never understood that.
I never understood that.
I never got it. That's comedy 101 in the comedy book. And men in drag and
Shanae
hilarious, Wanda hilarious, mm-hmm. Big Mama's House, Eddie Murphy as the clumps.
Uh-huh.
I never saw that as a demeaning thing. You know, right. So I never understood that.
Remember Men on Film?
Yeah.
When Damon and David Allen Greer?
Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah, I never looked at that as gay growing up. I just thought it was funny.
Listen, what you doing for a role and a paycheck is much different when there's no cameras around and no money involved. If it's the right role and the right money, you know what I'm saying? Will I go full on Bareback Mountain? Never.
You were kissing the
Brokeback Mountain.
No, Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. What'd I say?
You said Bareback.
Oh, wow. Brokeback.
Please, gay men, wear condoms.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Now, there are men who have done, in the past, gay porn, but they don't consider themselves gay.
Well, of course they don't.
Right.
Criminals don't consider themselves criminals.
But don't you think that somebody could have done a gay act?
You're the most innocent. Everybody in Shawshank is innocent.
We had a whole debate about this, though. Like, you can do a gay act and not be gay.
Oh, women. Only women validate that. Women and gays. No straight man ever says, hey, man, you could commit a gay act and not be gay. You know that, right?
Now, Key and Peele, because you talked about Mad TV only being, like, the farm league or whatever. But Key and Peele went on to tremendous success. And it's funny because you, to me, was the face of that show more than Key and Peele.
Well, one, Key and Peele got on when the Titanic was sinking. When the show was at the apex of its success and its popularity, they weren't on. Once Will left, Mo left, Deborah, and a lot of the people that helped define the show during that time period, the Titanic was sinking. The writing wasn't as strong. The cast wasn't as strong. And I think more of their popularity came from their own sketch show, the Key and Peele show, than it did Mad TV. And again, God bless them. But and again, that's another thing I caught flack for.
You said that Key and Peele weren't chosen by the black community.
Black people like to go, well, what's being black? Well, I got to talk with ghetto and slang and act ignorant. It's the essence. There's a vibe. Black people have a natural cool, a natural swagger. When a dog come in the room, smell another dog. You know what I'm saying? It's like brothers that are black on the outside, but you could smell something ain't right. They ain't got that, something's missing in the gumbo.
I don't know if you articulated well enough for people to understand, but I get exactly what you're saying when you say that.
You know what I'm saying? Like
I understand exactly what you mean when you say that.
But like, I feel like this. They seem like people I went to college with that are black. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different type of...
Listen, Will Smith is educated and as articulate and as bright as any congressman or president or scholar.
But he's a brother.
But he's a brother.
But I feel like this is kind of nerdy.
But DMX is gutter, gully, razor in the mouth while he talk to you, and he's a brother. Now, they two different kind of... You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One's the Huxtables, one is Good Times. Right. But they both legitimately black.
Mm-hmm. Key and Peele don't have... They don't. That black core.
They don't.
Like, you know, like, even Kev Hart got a black core. Dave Chappelle had a black core.
Right. Listen, core. I'm not saying just because you black dude with a white woman, you not black. But most black dudes with white women don't tend to be in touch with who they are. And the ones that are usually have white women that want to be niggas.
Nate Parker would disagree with you.
Right.
He made a movie about Nat Turner, and he has a white wife.
Well, making a movie and being who you really are is two different things. We just talked about that. I could make a movie being a semi-homosexual. That don't mean I'm homosexual. So just because you make a movie on racism don't mean you...
What is a semi-homosexual? What is that?
We're going to leave it there.
What is this? You just said you're all in or you're not. What is a semi?
Yeah. Just a tip.
Yeah, you know what I mean, man.
Have you ever dated a white woman?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I like sex. You know what I mean? So when it comes to sex,
but you wouldn't marry one?
No. Straight UGG boots and, you know, bare feet on the concrete after the club? No.
No, they're doing a Mad TV reunion special. I heard that.
They did do it. And as a matter of fact...
Are you on it?
Well, I was on that. And then they also are doing some episodes where they're bringing some of the old cast members back to do some episodes, which I just did, and it just aired last week. And I'll probably do a couple more before the season is out.
Now, Aries, you was one of the first people I remember doing impressions.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people have capitalized off that now, Jay Farrell's and stuff for the world.
Bobby Brown was a huge impression he did all the time.
Yeah.
You don't do him that much anymore?
I do kind of. I'm just trying to revamp a little bit. So I don't really like to do the old ones. I'm trying to get some new ones in there.
You used to do Missy Elliott.
No. Some of those on Mad TV was simply because I was black and they, at the time.
We need a Missy Elliott.
They couldn't get a girl to play Missy?
Deborah wasn't available, so they had me. Or she was playing Mariah Carey, and I had to be the other chick.
You did Malcolm X, too, because you was...
I was extra. Can we
get
some? Yeah.
DMX,
LL,
Jay-Z?
DMX,
let's do DMX.
Yeah, dog, what up? Uh-huh. Talk to me, Envy. I'm sitting in the, you know what I mean? He got me in the booth.
That's a good one.
Talk to me, you know what I mean?
LL.
Yo, what's up, baby? It's bananas, man.
Say how you gonna beat Charlamagne ass.
It's crazy, man. Yo, I like Charlamagne, man. You know, he got a nice chocolate to him. You know, it's bananas, man. It's like if you put him in the sun and I hug him, he'll melt all over me, man. It'll be sexy, baby.
That's weird.
What about Bobby Brown?
Bobby was just, you know, cocaine on my nose and acting trippy. There was really no impression there.
There you have it.
There you go.
The Breakfast Club.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
It's getting better. It's getting better, Yee.
Taylor can't figure out what sound effects you want to use for Yee's rumor.
Put them all in.
Put them all in.
All right, it's been 4 months since Views has come out, Drake's fourth studio album, and guess how many he sold?
How many?
3 million units. So he is triple platinum. Yes.
Nice.
Congratulations to Drake. Also, Take Care. That album went 4 times platinum as well. You know, they did adjust the rules earlier this year, so they are taking streaming into account. So that's why Drake's album is now triple platinum after only 4 months.
Is it like a million streams equals platinum?
No, I think more than that.
It's more?
Yeah, way more than that.
You need more than that.
Like 20 million, I thought was platinum. Some crazy number.
The song One Dance broke the UK chart for the longest running number one since Legal Download started counting towards chart position. And he does have potentially an album with Kanye West on the way and a new mixtape with Gucci Mane potentially also on the way. So we'll see what happens. All right, and speaking of Drake, he has the most nominations for the BET Hip Hop Awards. He got 14 nominations. That includes Album of the Year, Best Live Performer, Lyricist of the Year, Best Hip Hop Video, and he got 3 in the Best Collabo Duo or Group category. So let's look at some of these nominations for the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Khaled got a lot of nominations, too. Shout out to Khaled.
And Future. I'm surprised Future ain't get a lot of nominations.
Future got 10 nominations. Okay. So this is going to air October 4th, but they actually film it in Atlanta September 17th. Best DJ.
Khaled.
DJ of the Year.
Khaled.
Envy.
See who you think is going to win. These are the people nominated.
Khaled.
DJ Envy.
DJ Drama. DJ Esco. DJ Khaled. DJ Mustard.
And DJ Envy.
Oh, yeah, and DJ Envy.
DJ Envy definitely has it.
Let me ask a question. Which one of those guys actually really DJs, though?
Envy DJs.
DJ Envy DJs about...
Envy ain't nominated.
Yes, I am nominated.
Oh, he is for real?
Yeah,
oh, I don't know. I can't tell when y'all playing it. I don't know.
What do you mean?
All right.
I am nominated.
He kept saying his name over and over again.
I'm going to say this.
Don't say nothing.
I'm not being biased.
Oh, here you go.
Envy's the smallest DJ in that whole category.
No,
but he's the only person I see DJ all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I don't know about the rest of them.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Or
Envy's
that's
DJ.
You're the one that DJs.
So if it's DJ of the year, Envy should actually win because he DJs.
The rest of them are busy putting out hit albums.
Yeah, exactly. They're producers, their personalities, they're getting a lot of money. I get it. Angela Yee's right. I see what she's saying. Okay, what's some other categories, G?
Best collabo, DJ Khaled featuring Drake for Free. DJ Khaled featuring Jay-Z and Future, I Got the Keys. Drake and Future, Jumpman. Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla One Dance. Fat Joe and Remy Ma featuring French and Infrared All the Way Up.
All the Way Up.
How many artists in hip-hop? It's only 3, right? Khaled, Drake, like and Future, right?
How about Best Hip-Hop Video? 2 Chainz, Watch Out. Designer, Panda. Khaled and Jay-Z and Future, I Got the Keys.
2 Chainz video for that
Drake,
one.
Drake, Hotline Bling. Fat Joe, Remy Ma, French and Infrared All the Way Up. Kanye and Rihanna, Famous.
Chainz video was the one with the big head?
Yeah, that was a really good creative video. What about Album of the Year for hip-hop?
Pablo. I like The Life of Pablo. Either The Life of Pablo or Chance the Rapper Coloring
Book. The Life of Pablo was nominated. Chance the Rapper was not.
Ooh. What?
Future, Dirty Sprite 2, Fetty Wap, Drake Views, Dr. Dre, Compton, and Khaled, I Changed a Lot.
I'm going with Kanye West, The Life of Pablo, and I can't believe Chance the Rapper Coloring Book wasn't nominated.
No, it was not nominated. He was nominated. Kanye, he was actually nominated for Best Mixtape for Coloring Book.
Coloring Book's a I'm so confused about what's going on.
I'm not going to lie. The whole mixtape album thing sometimes gets confusing.
Yeah, because it ain't right. On no tape, and ain't nobody mixing. Like, what are you talking about? It's not a mixtape.
I think Kanye. Kanye's album grew on me.
I like Kanye's album from the beginning. I like The Life of Pablo. Like, Pablo's dope.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the nomination. So, like I told you guys, Drake got the most, 14.
And best collaboration should be Fat Joe and Remy Ma. Because that's actually a collaboration.
That's what I said, yeah.
Khaled records with artists are not collaborations because Khaled's not rapping on them.
Now, this song was not nominated, but it's not a hip-hop song. This is Countess Vaughn. She actually did a song called Do You Love Him, and this set Twitter afire yesterday. Here's a little snippet of the song.
Don't walk away from me. You gotta explain yourself and why you're trying to break up my family. Do you love him? Well, so do I.
Okay, all right, bye. Fart on that record.
What is that?
The only thing better than the song is the video. If you guys have
just seen this video, a little bit of it.
First of all,
see the video.
That's a real song?
Yes.
Who signed her?
And she's also on the show Hollywood Diva. And guess who directed the video? Lisa Wu, who's also on that show. You remember her from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now she's on Hollywood Diva.
Oh, my goodness.
So she
just
was actually.
Oh, my goodness. Look, Charlotte. Oh, my God.
If you ever vote, you can see a little snippet of the video. Now, if you watch
she's
the show
scary.
And have seen this, and follow them on social media, you'll see Lisa Wu was defending herself for directing this video. She said, please, haters, show me what you can pull off with
that's
no budget.
That's nothing to do with no hate. Let's play that one more time. Just a little bit of it.
No, so we got to pull
the
it
first
up.
Five Hold seconds. On. I just want to hear the first 5 seconds.
And please, you got to see the video.
Yeah, show the video on Revolt. If you watch Revolt, put it back up for
a
second.
It's a lot of slow motion. And for some reason, she has on a shower cap, but her braids are not in the shower
All
cap.
Right. Okay.
That really bothers me. If you're going to wear a shower cap, but you're here in the shower cap. Don't
walk away from me. Okay, you can stop. All right. I just want to know, what challenge is that? Is that the Soul Gone challenge, Ice Bucket challenge, Colon Cancer challenge? That's got to be a challenge, right?
The horrible song challenge.
She didn't do that on her own, did she?
Like I told you before, Lisa Wu directed the video. She did the song on her own. It's a lot of slow motion in that video.
God bless Countess Vaughn, man. Mm-hmm. I think she does a lot for...
For what?
Nothing.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
She's mentally challenged in some
way,
right?
Before it gets crazy.
No, I'm sorry if she is.
No, she's not.
I thought she was. I was just like,
I'm sorry.
What are y'all talking about?
I thought she was. She's not? I thought she was. That's why I said I think she does a lot for mentally challenged people.
If she is, I take it back. I'm sorry.
When was she mentally challenged?
She's not?
No.
You sure?
I like this song there.
Let me see. You're making me Google this.
I don't know, man.
She has a skin infection that was caused by wigs.
What? I don't know, man. I got me a...
She is not mentally challenged.
Oh, okay. Then I hate this song.
What is wrong with you guys?
I just want to make sure.
I've never heard that.
I get a lot of the birds. Hard chirping vibe from her. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to just choke. I
get
threw up in my mouth.
A lot of that.
Just threw up in my mouth. All right, let's stop, guys, before we get in trouble. Charlamagne.
What?
Now you're going to what me? Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
Back to back. What's the guy's name? Ryan Lochte? The young man with the old face?
Yes, Ryan Lochte.
Looked like a dead president?
The one you gave Donkey yesterday?
Yes.
Again?
He needs to come in front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right. This is a first. I've never seen anybody get Donkey today back to back. Well, we'll get back to back. No, we'll get to it when we come
back.
Wait,
what's going on?
Just keep it locked.
Okay.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
All right. First of all, salute to Tahilian One, who just informed me that it's not Countess Vaughn who's mentally challenged. It's Lark Voorhees. Now, Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 19th, for the second day in a row, back-to-back, goes to Ryan Lochte.
Wow.
Okay, Gunnar Bentz, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Feagan, the U.S. swim team. I told you all yesterday they was lying about being victims of armed robbery in Rio. Don't feel like rehashing the whole story, but they said they got robbed at gunpoint. But yesterday we found out that, yes, Ryan Lochte and the other three U.S. Olympic swimmers lied. No crime was committed against them, and the only thing about this story that was true was the fact they were drunk. Now, it took 4 days and the cooperation, meaning the snitching, okay, of Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz to bring down the Carter. Okay, now, one of the two aforementioned people specifically pointed at Ryan Lochte as the head of the CMB. They said he was the one who created the lie. And, I mean, when you are the winner of a dozen medals, including 6 golds in your Olympic career, the rest of the squad will fall in line with your lie now. It wasn't just the synchronized snitching of Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz that brought down the Carter. It was video footage that surfaced of their behavior at a gas station. One of them tried to open the door of an outside bathroom. It was locked, so then the swimmers came together like the Avengers and collectively broke the door down. Now, even after breaking the door down, they decided to pee outside. Now, if they're doing all this together, breaking the door down, peeing together, drop one of Clues bombs for them, because this is the greatest synchronized U.S. swim team ever. Like, they just moved together effortlessly. Now, security guards were called to the scene, and the swimmers tried to make a smooth getaway in their cab, but gas station employees held them until police came. One of the security guards whipped out a gun because, hey, let's be real, a group of drunk white men is dangerous, okay? You seen what Trump rallies look like and how volatile they get. Same difference here. Now, the swimmers finally handed over $50 in cash to cover damages, and they were allowed to go back to Rio. The whole situation lasted 10 minutes. Now, this story sounds nothing like the story Ryan Lochte and the crew initially told, that they were robbed of their wallets at gunpoint in Rio de Janeiro as they rode home in a taxi cab.
It's a movie.
And they said the crooks got away with $400. If the words don't add up, it's usually because the truth wasn't part of the equation, okay? Guys, I'm going to tell you what I tell my 8-year-old daughter. You make a mistake, you get in some trouble, we can get past that. But you make the mistake worse, and you make trouble 10 times worse when you lie your way out of it. In fact, you can't lie your way out of it. Lies don't help you escape anything. The truth does. Lies just make a bad situation worse, okay? This situation was bad, but now it's worse because Brazilian police want the U.S. swimmers to be charged with the false reporting of a crime. I was listening to a TED Talk on my way into work this morning about why people lie, and they said you can only be lied to if you agree to be lied to. Lying is a cooperative act. It needs the hearer to believe the problem. With Ryan Lochte and the rest of the U.S. swim team story, you know what the problem was? Nobody believed what we were hearing, okay? Yesterday, Bob Costas, when he was discussing Ryan Lochte's lie, he didn't say Ryan was lying. He said that Ryan softened the story. No, he didn't soften the story. He told a hard lie. It wasn't a little white lie. It was a grown white lie. And you can't really believe, you know, the words that come out of Ryan Lochte's mouth from now on, okay? One lie is enough to question all truths. And if you're friends or family with Ryan Lochte, don't be upset that he lied to you. Just be upset that from now on, you can't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. Please give Ryan Lochte the biggest hee-haw, please. Please.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, we have a new artist on the scene. She goes by the name of Young M.A.
Okay, some people may not have heard of Young M.A. outside of New York, but that's why this is an introduction, right?
That's right. She's from Brooklyn, New York, and she got a couple of records that's popping out there, and we're going to get her on. She's
big,
also
big online. Big online.
Huge online. All right, so we'll talk to her when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake and RiRi. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Young M.A.
The other day, I was DJing a team party, and the DJ, shout out the little man, was DJing before me. He played the instrumental of her record, and these kids rapped the whole song.
Which
from
record?
Top to bottom. Ooh!
Now, I'm hearing your name all through New York City, man. I'm always interested in knowing, you know, who young rappers like yourself were influenced from coming from New York.
50 Cent. That was my favorite rapper of all time, man. Definitely when I was younger.
All right.
So what got you rapping? Because, I mean, you're a girl. So as a kid,
Oh, yeah, no girls, right? Wow. Ever.
Can I finish what I'm saying? You know, usually females are into Barbie dolls and toys, but you got tattoos.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Envy, just stop. Wow. I don't want you to bury yourself.
I have tattoos all on your neck and everything.
I wasn't into Barbie dolls.
I had Barbies, but what I used to do was cut their hair off and make them into boys because my mom never bought me the Ken doll. Cut the hair off, drew a mustache on them. I'm dead ass.
You got trans Barbies.
Did you cut the boobs off and everything?
Nah, I ain't know how to do that. I just put a shirt on and call it a day.
Why wouldn't you buy you the Ken doll?
I don't know. Black mothers ain't think of Ken and Barbie. They just got the Barbie head, take that, and it was all black.
Was she a single mother?
Definitely.
That's why.
There's no Ken around.
She didn't even know they had a kid.
That's a fact.
Now, you played football.
Yeah.
Tackle football?
Yeah.
That wasn't strange?
No, not to me. It was normal.
You put equipment on and hit up and boys hit you and everything.
This is good. I'm going to sit back and watch Envy just keep digging a grave for this. This is good. Go ahead.
I'm asking because what got you in the football?
Envy's like, did you get your period? How did
If my daughter asked me to play football, I don't think I would be like, all right, come on, we're going to put this equipment on and go play.
Being around the boys, everybody playing football, we all playing football. Mm-hmm. And they was just like, yo, you should get on the team. Because all my friends, they was playing football. They was on the team. I was the only one that didn't get on the team. I thought, you know, I'm a girl. I can't get on the team. So we made it happen. Mm-hmm. And I was the first girl on the football team.
Oh, hold on. You actually played organized.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I thought you just made it in the streets.
No, I said equipment on and everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything.
So you actually in the NFL.
No, not the NFL, but you was like, what, JV or?
I was middle. What's that called? Minus. Minor. I was a minor.
What
position
you played?
Running back. I wanted to play that. They put me as wide receiver. I mean, I could throw a football too. Yeah, I wanted to be quarterback. I wanted to be anything. They can put me in that position, but. Mm-hmm.
Envy saying he wouldn't let his daughter do that because it feels dangerous.
Yeah,
is that
it feels
what you're
dangerous
saying?
As hell. My little baby girl.
You ever hurt anybody?
I even got into a fight with one of my homeboys from tackling him too hard. He got upset. I guess he was a little embarrassed. Nah, I'm dead ass. He tried to get up and fight me. You know what I mean?
Because
I popped him in front of everybody. Like, boom, hit him. Everybody from the buildings yelling like, oh! So he felt some type of way. He's like, damn. Push me, and then we just start fighting.
But you seem like the type of woman that was never, like, they never looked at you as a female. They accepted you as one of the dudes. Like, that's all.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So this probably wasn't that embarrassing.
We got to see this picture.
I got a picture.
I want to see this football.
I was, like, 10 years old.
Wow.
That's how you catch the signal.
Sometimes I question why I was born this way. I never wanted to wear skirts or shoes, makeup, nails, dresses, or even wear my hair a certain way. I always wanted to wear jeans and sneakers, stud earrings, hand a ponytail, and play with the boys. I never wanted to be a cheerleader. I wanted to play football.
Is this you saying this, Charlamagne, or is this
Nah, he really reading, though.
Do you know at a young age that you like girls at a young age?
It was like first grade.
First grade?
Yeah. I thought I was weird, though. You know what I mean? Like, I thought I was the only one in the world that felt like that.
Really?
So I never said nothing for years to come,
I can't tell. You seem like a veteran.
That was the only truth. It's crazy because I used to act so much like a boy that people used to be like, you're, like, you gay. Like, why you, like, stop denying it? You're gay. Like, it's obvious. You know what I mean?
And so
I
you
still...
had boyfriends before. And you,
yeah, I had boyfriends before.
You had sex before?
Yeah, no. Say, hey.
Wait, whoa.
Nah, I never did.
Really?
I swear on my dead brother.
You're a real virgin.
Yeah.
Like, you got a lot of lesbians that had some penis. And you know,
nah, exact kids and all that. Yeah, yeah, but I never did.
Wow. What did your mom say? Did she knew early on, clearly, also?
Yeah, my mom been knew. She used to try to get me to say it. Like, she wouldn't, like, force it, but she'll be like, you know, if you like girls, you know, you can always tell me. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, nah, ma. Like, why you keep saying that? Nah. You know what I mean? She really knew when I had went to Gay Pride one day. Like, come on now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ma, everybody goes to Gay Pride. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But she knew. And I used to be scared to tell my moms because I didn't know. I knew my moms wasn't that type of mother to be like, oh, I don't like you, you know what I mean? I'm a, you know, just ignore you, whatever, whatever. She didn't. You cannot know and be okay with it, but then when you know, it could change, you know what I mean, your input on it. So.
Did you ever take your Barbies and, like, put the Barbie's head in between the other Barbie's legs?
Yeah, I used to make them do stuff.
Yeah.
I think we all did
yeah,
as kids, though.
Because I had a Barbie and a Ken. They had
yeah, you can't. I ain't gonna front about that. Yeah, I used to.
So what got you rapping? What got you in the writing?
I don't know. One day I just started writing rhymes in my room, man. Playing with it and pause.
Playing with what, young man?
I knew you was
what
ready.
What were you playing with?
Yeah, but now once I started listening to 50 Cent, that's when I really was like, oh no, I want to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you write your own rhymes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it hard for you to get signed since you're not your typical female artist?
I know you. Was
I'm not signed.
Independent.
Well, I should say for people to hear your music to get on. Because your records are popping out there.
I've been doing music for like the past few years where I was originally like a little more feminine, you know what I mean, with the music. And this is what I was told to be, you know what I mean? I couldn't come out aggressive. I couldn't come out like, you know what I mean, being who I am today.
Did they try to tell you to conceal, like, don't tell people you're a lesbian?
It was like, be a lesbian and say you like guys too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like, do both.
That's whack.
It was like points where they'd be like, you know, it's going to be times where you might have to throw on a dress. And at that time, don't get me wrong, I thought that's what it was. Like, right. I just was like, okay, you know what I mean? But part of me was like, I don't think I'm gonna do this. When I started to be in the streets more, and then it was just like, I was just gonna leave music alone, like, forget it. It just kept coming back to me. You know, they say if you let something go and it come back, it's meant. Right. Music kept coming back to me. People kept hitting me like, yo, you don't do music no more? And I just kept putting out music. And I had to get a little more aggressive on the tracks. I'm like, I don't think they hear me. Like, it's what I do. Like, this is what I've been doing for a long time. Like, this ain't new.
Did you ever question why you didn't see more LGBT in hip-hop?
See, I never look at it like that. Like, I never look at LGBT when I do music. Right. I don't stick in that box. You know what I mean?
You just do music.
I just do music,
you know, you don't
yeah.
stick in the box. I'll get anything stuck in your box, Young M.A. We know.
This guy's an ass. All right, now let's get into some Young M.A. joints, all right? If you haven't heard her music, let's get into two records that's popping out there right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah, they hate, but they broke them. And when it's time to pop, they have no soon. Yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm loco.
Yeah, I'm loco.
The loud got me moving slow-mo.
That was a couple of Young M.A. joints that's heating up the streets right now. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Young M.A.'s in the building.
You're also probably fortunate you didn't end up on Empire.
Oh, yeah.
You supposed to be on Empire?
Yeah.
You look like one of Lucius' kids. I can see that.
I was, you know, it's crazy. I wasn't even going to be his kid on the show. I was going to be the girl.
Trudy Gatz?
Yeah. But the original,
Fantasia Loaf. The original
name was Betty Bars. Mm-hmm. They wrote the script for me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was based off me.
Who'd you meet? Who'd you know over there?
I met Lee Daniels face to face.
At a pride parade?
No. Yo. Yes. Yeah, well, I'm serious, though. I'm like, no. I'm thinking he about to say something.
Serious. I don't know where you met a pride parade.
Okay, you met him? Go ahead.
Nah.
How did you meet Lee Daniels?
I was in Swizz Beatz's office, and my manager had low-key set something up because I already had turned it down before I met Lee Daniels. I denied it. I was like, nah, I don't want to be on it. I'm good. I'm going to tell y'all why. And we wound up meeting with Swizz Beatz in his office. And here comes walking in Lee Daniels. Mm. I didn't really know who he was, you know what I mean, at the time. I just was like...
Who's this fabulous man that just walked
yeah,
in?
Yeah, he was real fabulous when he walked in, you know what I mean? You could tell he got a demeanor about him. He pulls out the script, he says, let's go. I'm going to see where it lead, you know what I mean? So I remember I wasn't doing too good or whatever, so Swiss Beats brought me out to his balcony and was like, yo, just give him you. Don't worry about it being like, you know, on a show or feeling like it's a script and you got to read it from the script. He was like, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. So I came back out, you know, gave him me, and he loved it. But I still wasn't really with it because I knew Empire was going to put me in a position where I'm known from Empire as his character, and I'm not known from Young and May from Brooklyn building on my music.
You'd have been Betty Bars.
I would have been Betty Bars. Yeah. Everybody would have been, like, right now, y'all would have called me up, paid, like, we got Betty Bars on the show. Right. Like.
Yeah, because Drew, Free to Guess.
It's always Free to Guess.
And she cool as hell.
I do know her.
I just can't remember her real name right now. I'm trying to think
but
of
But I know her more.
Breezy, right?
Yeah, yeah, you know her, but it's a lot of other people that know her as.
But I will say, and then I heard, but I don't know what her situation is, but I know they make you sign a contract, and it might have something to do with your music also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know.
I ain't want to get too deep in that, but that was a big reason why.
No, because when Quincy was up here, he was saying that he couldn't, his father, Diddy, would not let him do it.
Thank God for my lawyer. The contracts just put the icing on the cake.
Right.
Now, how does a young artist build an online buzz? Because I would assume your career really popped off because of the internet.
Right,
like,
right.
Is there a science to it?
Stay consistent. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? They'll eventually wake up. Gotta be nice, you know what I mean? You can't be trash, right, of course, but just be consistent, man.
How long did it take for Ooh to...
Not that long. Right. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, that's quick.
Ooh, so you came, did a video for it and everything, too?
Yeah, right? Video. Yeah. Video is at like 7 million now.
On that song you talk about, you said, baby, give me... That's a low blow. Damn, she
make
me
weak when she throat.
What the hell she throating?
You don't want to know.
Man.
You don't want to know.
A strap on.
See, I never understood it. That's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm. Like, why would you...
That's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm.
On a fake arm. Like, it's a strap on. Like, how does that give you
pleasure?
Bring
a couple girls here one day, and they'll explain to you what that means.
But I just want to know, how does it give you pleasure?
That's none of your business. It's my business.
That's
between me and the girls, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to know about that. You shouldn't even want to know about what a dildo does, buddy. Nigga wildin', man.
You might
want to
know.
Right. You never know.
Charlamagne has it, though. It was in the studio for quite some time.
Wow.
Do I look like I have a dildo?
Yes.
The way you talking right now, I don't know.
I'm a dindu when it comes to dildos.
I don't know, man.
Now, this is a type of lesbian that doesn't want any pleasure or doesn't want a female touching them. Is that?
Okay.
No, I'm all serious. Right. I don't know.
Now, what question was dumb?
I asked somebody and they said there's a female lesbian that doesn't want them touching their female parts. Like, you don't want a girl touching
a semi lesbian.
I mean, like,
I'm trying to get schooled here. You guys are joking.
They like to do things to you, but they don't like to be touched.
They don't want their female.
I had somebody
touched
on lip service that was yeah.
See, it's not odd.
Younger man ain't got time for them type of girls.
Listen, man. Listen, y'all want to know too much about my sex life, man.
Crazy. Yeah, she talk about it in the music.
Right, just listen to the music.
But
man,
that's what I like, though. I like the fact that your sexuality is not overshadowing your music. Like,
right.
People is like, Young M.A.'s dope.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, would you sign to a major or nah?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not totally out of the equation. I've been sitting with mad labels, like big dogs, for the past 2 weeks now. I'm just hearing everybody out and just trying to choose my decision wisely.
I just don't want them to try to change you. I don't want them to be on some old school, like, telling you, you got to dress like this.
Come on, man.
They care.
I think now
I got past that point already. Right. Like, I was in that position in my life at one point, you know what I mean, where it was like, you might have to do this or sound like this or talk about this, you know what I mean? When I got to a point where I just, like, I don't care. I'm going to be gay. I'm going to talk about, you know what I mean? I just got to that point, so...
You can dictate what you want now because what you have going on is working.
Established.
If you're on board with what I'm doing and my movement.
Yeah,
cool.
That's
if
it.
Not,
if you can't,
you.
Exactly.
What's your ink mean? Why you guys, when did you start getting ink? When did you start falling in love with the tats?
My first tat was R.I.P. Kenneth. That's my brother.
That's your older brother or younger brother?
Yeah, he was my older brother.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I just made this whole arm about him.
How did he influence you?
He was the reason why I played football. I was a tomboy playing basketball. He probably was the reason why I like girls. Mm-hmm. The biggest influence in my life. Like, so when he died, it was like a big rip, you know what I mean, from my chest. And I just, you know, right now, I just make sure I do it in his memory. Like, this is why I go so hard, and this is why nobody can change my mind on certain, because I'm stuck with, you know, his memory in my mind. So
that's like, your only sibling?
No, I have a little sister too, and I have a brother on my father's side.
But he was kind of the guy that you probably could trust the most. So did you have trust issues after that? Like just trust him?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a lot of trust issues once I found out about that situation. I was already not really a trusty type person. Like, But when he died from that situation, I just really got on some walls is up. Right. You know what I mean? So.
Well, we appreciate you joining us.
No doubt.
Yeah, we're very excited to watch as you progress.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
One of my favorite rappers right now.
Keep growing.
Thank you, thank you, thank
wish
you.
Wish you peace, prosperity, and
so ass. Many people have been talking to me about Young M.A. in the past like month or so. So I love to see the movement keep on happening.
Absolutely. Thank you. We got so much more to go, man.
Well, it's Young M.A. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
They melted, didn't they?
It melted.
Yeah, you dumbass, because it's 100 degrees out. It's called chocolate. It melts.
But then it says don't...
Just
don't refrigerate,
up.
But don't leave in a 100-degree car.
Just do the room.
I got to put in the refrigerator.
He's light-skinned.
You can't put it in the fridge.
He's
gotta
it's melted.
Just keep in mind, he's got a beige brain.
You lick it?
He's got a beige brain.
No.
He's got a beige brain.
All right, well, Trick Daddy never holds back, and he has an issue with DJ Khaled's former artist, Nino Brown. One of the issues is that he used Trick Daddy's name in one of his songs without his permission or his blessing. So here is what Trick Daddy had to say to Nino Brown.
Somebody let that Nino Brown know he can't go nowhere in Dade County. Your ass better move to Georgia or Mississippi somewhere, you fat. When I catch your ass somewhere, I'ma snap your neck. And I ain't gonna holler at them in the town because I don't want them to kill your ass because I'ma stick my finger in your you saying my name in a rap, you fake ass, all that fake ass jury. Gotta say, you better let your fat ass go because you try to take pictures with his money. And by the way, I ain't never seen no $100 bills that big, you
did Trick Daddy just say he was going to do the colon cancer challenge on Nino Brown?
He said he was
going
to stick his finger in his...
colon cancer challenge. I didn't know that Nino Brown was a rapper. I just thought he was one of those internet tainers.
No, he used to be signed to Khaled.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, Nino Brown did respond, and here's what he had to say to Trick Daddy.
Other day, somebody text me. They say, boy, you need to go check Trick Daddy page. He dissing you. He hating on you. I say, what the f*** I did? I don't know that man. I ain't talked to that man. Let me go see what the f*** he talking about. I went and seen it, and it got me upset. Now, Trick, let me tell you something. You started this. Now, I respect what you did for Miami, Florida, but I'm going to tell you something. I refuse to let you disrespect me because I ain't in your lane and you ain't in mine. I'm just trying to get some money and feed my family. I ain't f***ing with you. Why the f*** you f***ing with me, man?
That sounds
what
like
kind of beef is this?
That's just an aggressive way of saying I don't want no problems, okay? He does not want the colon cancer challenge. That's what I heard. That's what I just heard.
That
just
is
now.
Some threat to say to somebody, by the way. If somebody said that to you...
First of all, drop one of Clue's bombs for the god Ray J for starting this anal assassination out here in these streets, all right? Anybody had booty goons before Ray
That's
Jizzle?
That's really scary.
Okay.
If somebody says threatens to do that, because what if they do it? That's crazy.
Boy, you got to do a lot to just stick your finger up my butt. I just don't see how that happens in the street.
You do it.
Like, you're just going to just stick your finger up my nose. You have to do a lot.
All right, Frank Ocean has finally put out some new music, and that is a visual
Great
album...
Segue.
Called Endless, okay? So the album is about 45 minutes long, and that is not the album that he's going to be putting out this weekend, the proper album that was called Boys Don't Cry, but supposedly that has a new name now, so you guys can get that. It's an Apple exclusive.
It's out now?
Yes, it's a visual album.
I ain't seen nobody buzzing about that online. Maybe I'm following the wrong people.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, so you can hear that now. Meek Mill. He got a brand new car, MV. Now, you got to tell us about this.
Okay.
The car costs $380,000. It was really a $300,000 car, but of course, he had to get it pimped up. And it's called a Bentley Bentayga.
It's the Bentley truck. It just came out.
Okay.
It's about $260,000, though.
The one 2 Chainz been rapping about all these years?
Yeah.
They only made 75 of these cars.
They made a little more than that. It's just delivered now, so people are just getting their cars if they ordered it last year.
Well, drop on the Clues Bombs for Meek Mill, damn it.
Yeah, that's dope.
You got a Bentley something I can't pronounce. What's it called?
Bentayga.
Bentayga? I couldn't even pronounce it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Nicki Minaj, by the way? Has anybody noticed Nicki Minaj then got low shame and tweeting shame and on Instagram?
Well, they're together. They just got a place together in Beverly Hills.
Either Nicki working really hard or Nicki's pregnant.
And that Bentley is the fastest SUV on the road, and it's quick, it drives smooth, it's an amazing driving
vehicle.
It
does 175 miles per hour.
Yeah, it's dope.
Is Nicki working hard or is Nicki pregnant? Which one?
Hmm?
Are you starting rumors over here?
I'm just asking a question.
Well, look at her Instagram. What's the last time we seen her
Instagram? She ain't posted in a long time on the gram. Last thing she posted was that song about her and Khaled. She ain't tweeted.
No, 4th of July was the last time she posted.
That's really a long time ago.
And she ain't tweeted in about 20 days.
Think she prego?
Has anybody seen Nicki?
All right, no. NeNe Leakes is going through some tax issues. She was hit with a tax lien. They said she owes $830,000.
She can't buy no Bentley truck right now.
And back taxes. So they can freeze her assets if she doesn't pay up. Now, she did go on Instagram and she said, running out the hotel to the IRS office. Y'all know I ain't got no jobs. Let me borrow $20. And she said it was just an oversight. She put hashtag oversight.
All right. Y'all keep just oversighting the IRS. You don't have to forget to give the IRS their money, okay? Especially when it's $800,000 or whatever it was. It was
all
a big
right.
number.
$830,000. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Shout out to our family on Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday.
And tell Diddy relax, man. Stop tripping over Kathy in these streets, man. You an OG, bro.
Yeah, they said he did grab her phone and scroll through it.
Come on, man. Don't let the young box drive you crazy.
I'm sure they break up all the time and get back together, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? At DJ Envy. We throw it back on a Friday, so let me know what you want to hear. We got you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.